This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
WMDX, John and Cordy in the morning, and we have that warning up again that we're not on Facebook again. And
what did we do this time?
Does it ever give us an idea of what they're blocking us
Maybe
for?
Maybe we've been zucked.
Zucked?
Yeah, Zuckerberg. We're thinking that maybe because Zuckerberg, you know, made his trip down to Mar-a-Lago, made a deal with Trump, and now he's going to do whatever he can to censor liberal, progressive, pro-democracy talk radio. That's what I'm thinking.
Really? Right?
That's where I'm going with it. That's it. I'm sticking
with
that.
This is what happens when you sell your soul to Trump.
Absolutely.
Wow.
This is not good stuff. You know what? I have had it with the billion... I never like to play class warfare, but I have had it, man. I mean, these guys are accumulating like flies around crap. And Trump is a piece of, you know.
Yeah.
So they're just hovering around this guy in a way that I have never seen anybody grovel before in my entire life. I want to cut loose. I just want to free myself from Facebook, Instagram. I want to just get rid of X.
Just really?
Yeah.
Just get rid of all of it.
This is too much. I don't want billionaires controlling my life, telling me what to do, and they're telling us now how we should program this show. They're going to block us.
Right.
They won't tell us why.
Screw them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Billionaires.
Oh, man. You know, I should have brought in my Trump clock.
Oh, you forgot it?
Yeah, I forgot it. You know, with all the snow out there and trying to get out of the house.
It's a mess out there.
It's awful out there. But, you know, my Trump clock, every hour, he shouts out, "Make America Great Again." Seriously, this is just how irritating. And there's no way to control the volume of the voice. It is. It blares through the entire house. You'd hear it everywhere. And this is the cute part of the story, okay? Mm-hmm. My little, my Kraken. My little border collie, about 1.5 years old now, has not gotten over the point where she wants to bite and chew everything. Well, as soon as that clock goes off every hour, she wants to jump up and bite the damn clock. She hates the voice of Trump, apparently.
Wow. You know, maybe I'll just let her have it. Just get it down on
her. She's in the right household.
Exactly.
I'll tell you. Wow.
I was telling Sophia a couple days ago about your dog that you had decades ago at this point, who, whenever you watched TV, hated golf and would go at your TV with everything that it had.
It was bad. We had the old cathode tube television for a while, JVC. It was a big screen. And every time golf was on, he would sit there and watch it. And as soon as he heard the whoop, he'd jump up at that screen, or if he, as you say, if he heard the swoosh, oh man, he was at it. He was at it. But he would just sit there, and he loved football. He loved the Packers.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, just loved it.
That's nice.
Baseball, I don't know. I couldn't tell. You know, as
probably
soon as
boring, too boring.
No. As soon as he heard the crack of the bat,
yeah,
he went up to the screen and started attacking it again. But I don't know whether he was happy that there was, you know, a hit.
Did he jump at the screen? Did he hit the screen with his paws and stuff?
With his snout. Yeah, and sometimes his teeth. And it would get all scratched up there. Oh, God. It was
sad.
The screen was not good looking after a while.
Guess not.
Then we raised everything up with the OLED. you don't want to hurt an OLED screen. Hmm. Oh man! You know,
OLED screen. Oh, what's that?
Well, that's not LCD.
It's organic LED.
Okay.
So the cool thing about it is, you can see it at any angle.
Oh.
It doesn't fade at all. It's crystal clear. It is high tech.
Hmm.
But the bad thing is that it has burn-in problems. So if you have something up on the screen for a long period of time, it can burn it into the screen.
That's not good.
Now, that's what I had heard, and that's kind of what I was waiting to happen, but it never happened. It never happened.
Hmm.
So I would not worry about burn-in on an OLED TV. All right, so feel free to buy one for Christmas.
Okay.
What would we do without your tech?
You're probably on sale right now.
Thank you very much.
Good.
We got a message from Catherine because she has a kid in Madison Metropolitan School District. A couple of schools or students at a couple of schools in the Madison School District are planning a walkout today.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. At 11 o'clock, they're going to march to the Capitol to protest gun violence in general, I suppose, and specifically in schools.
Is our screen updating here? Is that...
Well, I don't see it here.
I don't see that message.
Okay. Well, she sent it just to me.
Oh.
I'm special.
Okay. Well.
Doesn't want to distract us.
Apparently. Still kind of messy out there this morning. Yeah. But the snow has ended. It's moved on out. And now we're just left with, you know, plowing and shoveling. And, yeah, you got to get your sidewalks cleared by noon in Madison.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the law. That's the
what
law.
Happens if I don't?
You get like a $125 ticket or something.
I don't own a snow shovel.
Well, it's up to your landlord then.
Well, I'll tell you what. I had heard that Cash Patel will be after you.
He's the cash man.
Yes.
Yeah, got to make some money.
But, you know, the thing is, there were two shifts. You know, I took the first shift in the early evening last night.
What, shoveling
snow? That was the first snowfall, and then it took a little break, and then we got the second one, which is about an inch and a half.
Yeah.
And as I told my sons before I left this morning, I think you should go out there and shovel or blow snow.
Good.
Because it's enough to do that.
Yeah, get them out there.
The reason to have a nice snow blow on your driveway is let the sun, the radiation from the sun, burn off the snow on the driveway.
Okay.
You like burning off water, don't you?
Yeah. Sure, burn it off.
Burn it
Get
off.
Get the flamethrower.
Okay.
That's it. Let's go to the phones. Catherine is on the line this morning.
Oh, she is.
What did we do now?
Yeah.
Good morning, Catherine.
No, we didn't do anything wrong. I'm just heartbroken. I'm baffled. Are you kidding me? I have to get the sidewalks done by noon and I get a ticket?
Yes.
I didn't know that. So here's my problem.
Yeah.
Remember I told you I have a new snowblower that's electric?
Yes.
Right.
This kid who was doing my lawn, because I bought the snowblower and the lawnmower at the same time, he was so feeling guilty. Long story, I won't even tell you. So he decided, I'll put together your snowblower too. Well, he didn't put it together. He didn't screw it together. There are no screws. And so I started to look at him like, I'm going to go get my snowblower out. I can't use it yet.
Oh, no.
I got to go back to... The screws are missing. I got to go back to Home Depot or wherever I got it and get the screws replaced.
Great.
Didn't you look for the screws when you first opened the box and stuff?
I didn't do it. He did it. He surprised me with all
This kid just put it together. Put it together better than anybody else because he used less parts, right?
Yeah. He used
fewer
parts.
That sounds right.
But if I turn it on, the lid's going to blow off.
Well, oh, no. Oh, man.
Well, what are you going to...
I got to get a ticket.
Aren't you going to call the kid up and see where he put all that stuff?
Oh,
you know,
God.
Maybe put it someplace in a special place. Well, well screws.
You do have regular. You've got regular snow shovel, don't you? You can just
I
go.
I do. That's okay, what it's not that much.
Yeah, just
no.
The
it is bad. It is that bad. I don't know how much. I don't know how much she has to do.
I think it's like 2 or 3 inches. Yeah. I don't know. What?
No, oh, I mean how
long the sidewalk is.
How long the sidewalk is, the driveway, the whole thing. That's going to be a nightmare. God,
well, you can leave the driveway. Thanks. You can just do the sidewalk, and you'll be fine.
Are we going to see you this morning, Catherine?
Yeah. I don't think so. Oh,
no. Well, I guess we won't get that.
Busy.
I guess we won't get that Christmas gift everybody was talking
about.
Yeah,
everybody's talking about Christmas bonuses, but
well, okay.
Here comes the plow to plow me in. I'll never get out.
You're going to stay there for a long time.
Keep us posted.
Yep.
Maybe we'll send Sam over to help you out. Okay.
I'm always the one designated to go and help
somebody.
You're
our helper.
Yeah.
Help us.
You're a fix-it guy.
Okay.
She's gone.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get to the weather for today. Mm-hmm. All right. The current, temperature is 27 degrees.
What do we use today?
Well, let's get out the balls.
Balls. I mean, I was going to say the balls.
Yeah, were you?
Oh, take out the balls.
Okay. Here we go.
Here
first
we go.
Ball coming up. It's a 2. Second ball coming up. It's a 7. 27 is our high, and that's what we're at right now. So it's steady temperatures, all steady as she goes all day long.
Every once in a while, I find the sound of the balls a little humorous. I don't know why. It's the same sound every time.
Well,
a little punchy.
It's working
well.
Hallucinating
on coffee this morning.
I understand. No, I went out and shoveled my walk a couple of times just to get in the.
You've got a corner lot.
I do.
You've got a lot to do.
Yes, and I got another ticket on.
Really?
My junker car that I am still fixing up. Yeah. So I live in a corner lot. So one street has restrictions for Thursdays. One street has restrictions for Tuesdays. You can't park there till afternoon. Oh, on So, Wednesday night, I went out and I'll park over on this side. I forgot that that was a Thursday. You can't park there till afternoon on Thursdays. Yeah, so I got another ticket.
Do you realize that the number of tickets you're getting now? You could have fixed the car 8 times at any expensive shop in town.
I've gotten 4 tickets
over
the last 5-6 weeks.
Jeez, this is ridiculous.
$35 a
this isn't
shot.
Working out.
I'm getting to know the people at the traffic department in the basement of City Hall.
They're looking
for you again, huh? Yeah, they're targeting me now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, great. So I got to get out and move it again before 10 o'clock.
Well, I'm sure Cash Patel was on that.
Think so? Hey, let's take a quick look at the National Day calendar. We're almost out of time for this. Wow, my gosh. Would we have to skip it? What one of these days does not belong? We'll just go do that. Go Caroling Day? Is it Go Caroling Day? Is it National Ugly Christmas Sweater Day? How about National Underdog Day? National Mud Day? National Sangria Day? Or National Keep Hope Alive Day? Which one of those
not
days?
Not National Mud Day, but...
It actually is National Mud Day, M-U-D-D.
Oh.
For mud, the Dr. Mud.
That's the wrong one. There
what?
Because he got it right. Or he got it wrong.
He got it wrong.
Yeah.
Sam, do you have a guess before we go to break?
No, we're all out of time.
All right, well, come back. We'll do the...
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
When criminals in this world appear and bring the laws that they should fear and fight through all who see or hear, the cry goes up both far and near for underdog.
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 Underdog. Speed of lightning, roar of thunder, fighting all the power of thunder.
I love that.
Yeah.
What a great theme.
It's National Underdog Day today.
Yeah.
Recognizing that America loves its underdogs. Each year on the third Friday of December, we cheer on the teams and individuals who are statistically expected to lose in competition. So salute the underdogs today.
Yeah. It was like one of those shows you had to watch if you were just starving for something superheroish.
Yes. It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. 92.7 WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning. And,
was it Wally Cox, the voice of Underdog?
Wally Cox, yes.
Mr. Peepers. If you go back on YouTube, check out a Mr. Peepers episode. Yikes.
That goes way back to the 50s. Yeah. National Mud Day to remember the Dr. Mud. Remember Dr. Mud? He fixed John Wilkes Booth's leg after he assassinated Lincoln. Yeah. So he was not held in high regard, but eventually, you know, they kind of gave him a pass.
Well, he had a Hippocratic oath. You know, he had to do it.
Yeah, fix it. So Mud Day recognizes the birthday of Dr. Samuel Mudd, a man whose name was Mudd after dealing with John Wilkes Booth.
It's terrible.
All right. Let's see. What else do we have here? Sam is busy at the moment, so I will continue. Let's see.
What do you need me for?
Well,
you can run the show on your own.
Let's run.
Get in touch with her.
Let's run the show.
Okay. Without Sam?
Yeah.
Okay. It's Go Caroling Day. If you like to go, how was the last time you went caroling, John?
I've never done that. Have you?
What?
Maybe
really?
Today's a good day to do that. Then. It's National
Have you done it?
Gone caroling?
Sam, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's done
everything. He's been a mattress. He's been a cheese slicer guy at a dairy. And now he's been a caroler.
Well, it's
what
been quite
hell?
A long time. It was probably when I was a young teenager.
23 years old, and he's done all of these things. Now he's going to, be a teacher.
Yeah,
history teacher, is that it?
That's
history?
Right, yeah.
All right.
Okay. Should we open up the history book? We have time to do that? Or are we going to talk to
Do you have Pam?
No, I gave her a call a couple times, went to voicemail. Hopefully she's not like stuck in a snowbank
or
something.
That's what I'm hoping too.
Do you have the same number that we have in the email?
I do.
Okay.
It was her voice on the voicemail, so.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. Well, she emailed us a couple of times for things she wanted to talk about, and that's why we're a little surprised. Hopefully she's okay.
Yep. Yeah. All right.
All right.
In the meantime,
but Caroline and this kid, he's done everything, and
I haven't done everything.
Have you jumped out of a plane with a parachute?
No, but it's on my bucket list.
Okay,
right now he's in the process of stealing everything from us: our knowledge, our histories, our past, things we bring up as memories. He's going to teach in his classroom.
You think so?
In the not too distant future.
I gotta say, I have learned more about
people
who actually lived through the past from you guys than I have from any of my grandparents.
Well, you're welcome.
Yeah. Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah. Speaking of the past,
yes.
It's time to open up the history.
Please,
oh, let's do that now.
Something.
I'm getting used to the dust now.
It's gonna be
sadly. Turned out to be asbestos dust.
I know.
A week from Monday, it's going to be real bad.
Oh, because it'll be a whole week since
we opened
the book.
It's going to have been a whole week since we opened up the book.
Well, let's
explain.
We're taking the entire week off next week.
Right.
We've put together special shows.
Yes.
And a lot of reruns of some of the most precious moments that we had.
Not a lot there, but yeah, there's a few.
There's
a handful.
We scraped a few together.
That's right.
So a whole week.
Yeah. Yeah, one of those days. I mean, we have all kinds of good stuff.
We do. New, original stuff that we put together. An entire show with
Rocker. Yeah.
An entire show with Rocker.
Right.
We're doing.
That's Christmas Eve.
Just a lot of Wisconsin Christmas music.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then we had a show where we. We spilled our guts and interviewed each other, and boy, I can't wait to hear that one.
Sadly, I think this is the weird part, is that we really didn't have enough time.
Yeah,
to
you're
tell
right.
Our stories.
I said
ask
we got
each other questions.
Do it again. Do it longer.
Yeah. We skimmed through our lives. Yes,
because people are so interested in it. A lot of people are taking notes.
Yeah, they want to know. What John and Gordy are all about. Yeah.
Sad. What a sad state of affairs.
Yeah. No kidding. So what's in the history? Yeah.
Well,
what's
we got it open. Let's take a look. Today, 1860, South Carolina becomes the first state to secede in the Civil War.
1860.
Before Lincoln became president. Imagine being the president-elect, and this is what you're coming into. Mm. Wild stuff.
Yeah, that was a tough time for a president.
Mm. Today, today in 1946, we mentioned it. That was live when we did this yesterday, talking about our favorite Christmas movies.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Today in 1946, It's a Wonderful Life premiered in theaters.
Mm-hmm.
That's my probably my Jimmy favorite Stewart. Christmas movie.
Yeah, and I'm just not a big favorite.
No.
That's not my favorite. No.
Well, it's just from another time.
I don't know what it is. It just it drags for me a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, it's not exactly a Christmas movie. It doesn't take place during Christmas until the very end.
Right. True. Right. Okay. Look, I'm not saying it isn't. I haven't watched it in maybe decades.
Wow, really?
Well, yeah.
It reminds me of what my parents' life must have been back in that time.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of the thing.
It really reflects
the
time.
So different, yeah. Okay. Today, Anything else?
Yeah, today in 1957, Elvis got drafted. What a big deal that was.
Yeah.
By the way, It's a Wonderful Life. We're all going to go through that again.
You think so?
I'm getting a feeling.
Mm.
Stuck in a small town with not a lot of cash for the rest of our lives.
Well, all our towns will be small.
Yeah.
They're going to wither away.
Oh, boy.
Last thing I got on the list today. Today in 2019, some real recent history, the Space Force was created.
Wonder
what the Space Force is up to.
The Space Force.
What?
You know, I picture marionettes, right? Another marionette episode from Britain. But
that was a great show.
Space Force.
Okay.
God.
All right.
Well, he had nothing else to do, and he had to sound important, so they put together Space Force. Do we have the theme for Space Force?
I didn't know they had a theme.
Yeah, they do.
We'll
they came up with
a
musical theme.
That's it.
Yeah.
It is 6:29. We're coming back with Idiocracy.
Yep.
For Friday morning.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Special night, 92.7 WMDX, Christmas edition of the show.
That's right. Get ready for the big day.
Yeah.
This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Find them on Madison's east side or west side or online at verlo.com.
All right. Well, you know, we just heard from Pam. Let's go to the phones for Pam Yonke. All right. Well, oops, I'm sorry.
You all right?
I'm choking.
You're all choked up?
I am choked up.
You've been choked up because this is the last time we'll talk to Pam before the holidays?
Yeah, and that's right. We want a summation. We want to get the update, you know? Even more updated than the one she just did.
Okay.
But let's talk about that bird flu. The first human case of the bird flu. This is going to scare a lot of people. You know, we're talking about vaccines and RFK Jr. maybe not liking the vaccines, and now we've got the bird flu in humans. What's going on, Pam?
Yeah,
it was detected up in Barron County. That's the same location where a commercial poultry flock had tested positive for high path avian influenza probably about 2 weeks ago. They depopulated the birds, but that person that tested positive had contact with the flock, was one of the farm workers. Now, the good news, according to the Department of Health Services, is that they had like a sore throat, runny nose, typical cold kind of flu symptoms, but they rebounded really fast. They're probably back to work now. That was the good outcome. But it is something that we now have to pay attention to. The bird pattern over Wisconsin still includes migratory birds. They had another hot flock that came in Kenosha County, And the other part that we have to pay attention to is how far you have to monitor around some of these locations. So, for example, in Kenosha County, Dr. Darlene Conkle, our state veterinarian, said within a 6-mile radius of that backyard flock, which was 88 chickens and 5 ducks, from what I recall, there were 88 additional operations that had livestock on them, including, I think, 6 dairy or 6 bovine locations. That's all through our premise identification system. So we have to remember that it's not just that individual farm. It is potentially all the farms in the area. So definitely something to watch. Part of the reason I bring it up, guys, is I just got the November milk production figures for the United States. California this week declared a state of emergency over high-path avian influenza in their dairy herds. Now they've got more than 250, last I looked, dairy herds that have at least a case of high-path avian influenza in their dairy animals. They recalled a bunch of raw milk that's legal to sell in California because of health concerns, and it's kind of just been spiraling. Now the cows are starting to recover, so maybe they're a little bit late to the party as far as the state of emergency, but California's milk production in November, in large part because of high-path avian influenza, went down 9%, more than 9% in a month. That tells you just how concerned Wisconsin is about keeping it out of our dairy herd.
Well, that's true. Now, we can try to keep it out, but also we pasteurize the milk, so that danger isn't really there, at least for pasteurized milk.
Correct. Right. Absolutely. You are absolutely correct. And that really goes for anything. If you're thinking avian and you're thinking, oh, I can't eat eggs or I don't want to be around that. No, remember, anything that is processed, sanitized, processed that way is absolutely fine. We had that conversation before with you guys about that's part of the reason why Wisconsin does not allow the sale of raw milk. They're just trying to protect the consuming public. So, like we said, in Wisconsin, everything is still fine. Everything is still good, but we always want to make sure we're amping up our biosecurity measures. Just in case.
I know one thing. I'm not happy about the price of eggs. Okay, I'm not happy about that.
Yeah, that's not going away.
No, it isn't. Okay, let's talk about the farm bill, because the continuing resolution has failed a couple of times in the last day. So now, the farm bill is still out there. What are the farmers thinking on this?
Well, right now, all we want is give us something. And the last time that I took a look at the more than 1,500 pages of documentation for this continuing resolution, it still contained $10 billion in farm funding. Now, that's a very broad term. I can't tell you exactly what that $10 billion is dedicated to, and it's a far cry from what the, for example, American Farm Bureau Federation said they needed $15 to $20 billion. So they got 10 in there to just tide us over. One thing that I know came off the table because of this stripped-down version is the mandate of E15 allowance for fuels nationwide. Oh. That was something the biofuel industry, renewable fuel industry, had been so excited about, and they stripped that out in yesterday's version. Like you said, it didn't pass, so I don't know exactly where in the world we stand. I think the bigger obvious issue is if the federal government shuts down, that impacts farmers as well. All the services that they rely on, Farm Service Agency, if they've got a loan or if they're looking to get a loan, that paperwork comes to a stop. Our Resource Conservation Service, if they're working on projects, that comes to a stop. So there's a lot of those kinds of repercussions that farmers would have to live with if the government goes into a shutdown mode. Now, remember, on that note, even if the government goes into a shutdown mode, federal meat inspectors, federal food inspectors are still going to be showing up at work.
All right.
They are, shall we say, immune from that kind of shutdown.
All right.
Talking with Pam Yonke here from Midwest Farm Report. Now, Pam, let's turn to this other story about a Milwaukee public school teacher named Teacher of the Year by the Wisconsin Ag in the Classroom. Now, I understand this teacher has a special program going on, right?
Yeah, I think, first of all, the fact that we've got an agriculture teacher that's excelling like this in the Milwaukee Public School tells us a little something about how people are paying more attention to where their food comes from. And this guy's name is Joshua Gonzalez. Now, I don't know if I personally met him, but I have met some of the teachers that he works with. He is the agriculture committee chairman at River Trail School of Agriculture Science. And again, that's Milwaukee Public Schools.
Wow.
He helps coordinate all kinds of different agriculture-related education pods, or whatever they call them these days, modules, through the whole public school system for Milwaukee. And in his group, he works everywhere from pre-K up to, I think, eighth grade. And he said some of the kids that he deals with come from very poor families. He said they do not come from wealth. But his goal is to educate them so that they either know that they can empower themselves by growing some of their own food, or at least recognize how their food is produced and look at the sustainability side of things. So I just think it's pretty cool that Milwaukee, of all places, has got this. They've got a food forest where they 2 acres of an orchard, and they grow pears, chestnuts, and hazelnuts. And, you know, anytime they're growing food in the classroom, to Joshua's credit, he kind of gives that back to the families, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if the kids are not from a real strong background as far as finances and maybe, you know, the grocery side of things, that is another way to get through to these kids how important being in control of their food might be.
Well, we might have some future farmers coming out of Milwaukee of all places, right? That's
We're
great.
Lucky.
Yeah, that. So,
I hope I live to see it.
I know there's so many different things that are going on in the classroom. You know, the big deal for us was watching bread rise. Now we're teaching kids how to be good farmers. This is great stuff. I love it. Just one more last thing here I want to get to is the deportation situation. You know, we have dairy farmers. And is this an important issue for them? Do they think they're not going to be affected by it? What's your feeling on that?
I think they're like a lot of people waiting to get the detail. Mm-hmm. You know, the devil is always in the detail. Now, if the next administration comes in and decides to drop the hammer hard, and everybody's going, if you don't have proper paperwork or what have you, then, of course, the dairy industry, as well as a lot of agriculture, not just in Wisconsin, well beyond our borders, is going to be rocked by that potential outcome. If he decides that he's instead going to focus on those with a criminal background or something like that, okay, then we may have a chance to work through the system. But I'm sure that there are a lot of farms and agribusinesses, a lot of food processing. I mean, it's not just limited to our dairy farms anymore that are monitoring the situation really closely. And I hope that they're communicating clearly with their employees about this. This shouldn't be, where it's your problem, not mine. Because quite honestly, it's our problem.
It really
you better
is.
Be talking with them, communicating clearly on either what the plan is, how you're going to help them, what resources are out there. I know that a lot of the resources that are available are already stretched because of the anxiety about this. So, you know, like I said, agriculture is like a lot of us. Just waiting to see what the details look like.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, Pam.
It's what we're all about here in Wisconsin. Pam, you're doing fantastic work. I have to say that.
I appreciate it, fellas.
All right.
Well, we appreciate you. Appreciate you. We hope you have a
good Christmas.
Yeah,
too,
happy holidays, too. All right.
Yeah, you guys, too. We'll catch you in the new calendar year. Thanks, fellas.
Absolutely.
Sounds
thanks
great.
A lot.
It's Pam Yockey from Midwest Farm Report. Always appreciate when she can spend some time with us.
Yeah.
Boy,
that's something, huh?
All right. Man. Good for the Milwaukee schools to have that teacher putting in programs for kids all the way from pre-K through eighth grade.
That's massive.
Learning about agriculture and farming and all of
pear
that.
Pear trees? Are you kidding me? What the heck? That's some kind of planning ahead there.
Absolutely.
That's fantastic stuff. Now let's get to Idiocracy. What do you think?
Okay.
We have a little time for Idiocracy.
I think we've got a little time.
I think so.
All right.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point. Intelligence continued to decline until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
The inner machinations of my mind are an enigma.
No! You dense, irritating, miniature beast of burden!
Idiocracy.
You're the smartest guy in the world. You're pretty dumb sometimes.
When it sums it up, doesn't it?
That's it. Well, what kind of dumb stuff do we have today?
Well, we got Pete Hegseth in the news.
Oh,
but,
no. I mean,
we've got Mark on the line.
Is he still there? He's been holding a long time. Mark,
check in. What do you got for us?
Yeah, good morning.
Well, I see that, well, the bill collapsed again, and yeah. someone was, the count was 235 to what, 170 something or other. Mm-hmm. And that one Republican was whining about the Democrats didn't come through here. Well, seriously, the Republicans didn't come through because the Republicans are in the majority and should have had the votes to pass their stop, their, forced in bill that, if they would have just passed the compromise bill, this would all be done. I mean, the farmers would have, the farm bill that was stuck into the compromise measure, and it is just ridiculous that this guy is blaming the Democrats for the failure on the part of Republicans to actually stand up to Elon Musk, who right. probably opposed the E-15 thing because he wants everybody driving his death trap Teslas, and what are we going to do when we get rid of the food inspectors? And people are getting, the avian flu gets into our food supply.
I saw a clip yesterday of one of those Republicans blaming the Democrats for not passing the bill. You're the majority, dip. Stick.
Yep.
Man, oh man! And by the way, Mark, have you ever heard of the album WTF Christmas Songs? Have you ever heard of that?
Hmm. I haven't heard of that one.
Okay, you have to check it out on Spotify. I found it yesterday, and I think you mentioned the song.
Chipmunks
Roasted on an Open Fire?
Yeah.
Chipmunks, yeah.
That song is on that album, and I thought of you right away when I saw that. So.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, Mark.
Good stuff, yeah.
All right, Mark.
Hey, thanks, brother.
I appreciate it.
Thanks for the call.
All right, let's get to Pete Hegseth.
Oh, we only have a minute left here, John.
Oh, we don't have enough time for this.
Yeah. Well, we have it.
No, wait. This is
time slips away.
By the way, this is just a continuing bit that we're doing on the show where I act like we don't have enough time and that I'm angry about it.
It's a good bit. We're going to workshop it a little bit. Run it around the table.
That's what I'm thinking.
We got it. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Well.
Maybe we can talk about this when we come back. I think what did you think about
let's
that?
Let's do that.
Okay.
Let's
do we're that. Coming back with more of John and Gordy.
The skag was busted off Santa. Know what I want for Christmas? Oh well, Santa. Oh well, you know what I want this year. Oh, will you please be nice to me and bring a surfboard 9'3"? Oh, Christmas is near and it only comes once a year. Oh, won't you listen now? Ask for no more. So Santa, now don't you fear? Oh yeah.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Let's have a drug-free Christmas this year. Forget cocaine, try eggnog. The same or pretty near. Spend the day on grandma's farm, not on pharmaceuticals. Let's have a coke-free, crack-free, dope-free Christmas this year. If you have visions of sugar plums dancing in your head, get off that stuff, you've had enough, you're gonna end up dead. We've done drug tests up at the North Pole. The results are frightening, a sordid scene unfolds. Frosty flunked, he's called the snowman for a reason. We found why Rudolph's nose is red throughout the Christmas season. Santa's clean, but we found his family has its flaws. It seems that Mrs. Santa is a drug-dependent clause. Santa's elves work well, the clock, you see, they know.
92.7 WMDX, picking out a few of the more forgotten Christmas songs.
That's great stuff for the holidays.
That's what I'm
Very
thinking.
Very uplifting.
Yeah. At least we know now they're on top of it.
Right?
Boy, this is really not out of control. Yeah? Mm. Okay, let's get to Pete Hegseth. What do you think?
Huh? Sure. What's
his big on? Tattoos.
Is he getting more tattoos?
He's got big tattoos.
Yeah, I know.
And, they're not harmless expressions of his Christian faith.
No?
No, they are not. They are white nationalist symbols. And, they're trying to not make this a big deal, but I think it is a big deal. I really do. Let's listen to cut 115, all right?
Deus Vult has been adopted by white supremacists, a Jerusalem cross tattoo, and Those were flagged by a fellow National Guardsman, which then led to Hegseth being pulled from protecting President Biden's inauguration in 2021.
Those tattoos are, again, symbols that are used by white Christian nationalists. Those who have adopted these crusader images really see themselves as at war with those trying to take down American Christianity and Western civilization at large. That means members of the LGBTQ community. That means trans people. That means those who don't see themselves as part of a Christian society. There's a temptation, I think, to write off Hegseth's tattoos as just an expression of his faith or to say they're no big deal. But we just talked about him as donning a crusader identity. There are expressions of faith and peace, of love and forgiveness, but those are clearly not the ones
No, they're really clearly not. You know, I saw a picture of his tattoos, I think. Basically covers his entire chest.
Yeah.
So it's not just some minor little tattoo that you put on, securing your Christian faith. Oh. I say more than anything, it's an insecurity of their Christian faith that they have to do this in the first place. Yeah. What do you think?
Well, yeah.
Can I have a be right on that? I think I am.
His entire chest seems covered.
Yes, absolutely.
Tattoos. Yeah.
All right. How about this? We saw January 6th live in person, and it was real. But believe it or not, anti-fascist protesters actually ended up framing the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers, and 44 other anti-government groups. They managed to pass the blame off. These anti-fascists, these more liberal individuals, were able to frame the Proud
That's
Boys,
incredible.
The Oath Keepers.
What a good job they did.
They did a fantastic job. And, you know, Pete Hegseth is on top of this. So let's listen to Cut 124.
There are reports, in the New York Post and elsewhere, and just from, common sense, that Antifa folks took advantage of this to try to get to the front and try to agitate and create openings for themselves. They want chaos, ultimately. I could even spot it. You can see the helmets where there's a Donald Trump bumper sticker on the back quickly put on it so they could look like they wanted to stop the steal. But what they really wanted to do was further the narrative.
Yeah. I mean, it was obvious, right? What the hell is that guy on? Oh, let's put him in charge. Let's put him in charge of something, right?
Sure.
Oh, my God.
Get him on the cabinet.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. All right, and Bob Woodward now is a big target of the Trump administration.
Yeah, why is that?
Well, he did a few interviews with Trump,
a few books.
Yeah.
Over the years,
he gave Trump, quite the platform, I would have to say.
Yes,
and
he recorded a number of
interviews. Bob Woodward records these interviews to have proof that these are actual quotes from Trump.
He's very thorough.
Now Trump is saying that he shouldn't have released the tapes. Now, I think that, I don't know, I think that's blowing smoke, but we'll see. And what this does is it sends a chill through the press corps.
Sure.
Who don't want to see, definitely don't want to interview Trump at this point and will be very, very, very hands off when it comes to maybe grilling Trump, maybe asking a tough question, maybe even reporting the question, or maybe even editing the question.
Right.
And
might
answer.
Be thrown in jail.
Yeah.
for asking questions.
And the idea of going after CBS because 60 Minutes did the edits on something that I think since the beginning of that program, they've been doing similar edits. Maybe they can get them for past edits. Put them in jail forever. All of the ex-hosts from that show should at least spend some prison time for editing their interviews. Can you imagine not editing the interviews? My God, what the hell? And then they'd get angry for not editing it, right? Well, you left that in, and you're trying to make me look bad. I'm taking you to court.
Right. Well, Bob Woodward's been, ever since All the President's Men, along with Carl Bernstein, they basically blew the cover off of the Watergate scandal.
That's right, with Deep Throat.
Yeah, yeah. And that's a great movie, by the way. With
Deep Throat? I saw that.
No, I meant All the President's Men, but thank you for that. Okay. All right.
Linda Lovelace was a great performer.
Sure. Coming up, It's the grown-up gift list. Text to Whitcock.
Oh, wow, we got the grown-up stuff coming out, too. All right, let's
it's
go
right
for
around
it.
The corner on John and Gordy in the morning. Oh, why would you go anywhere? Stay right here.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
John and Gordy in the morning.
As we were saying.
Let the sun shine.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.